This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawarel urges journalists to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government has adopted policy of accepting science and technology education as backbone of development. National Education Day today, Prime Minister Oli gives his best wishes. And floods and mudslides kill more than 200 people in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawarel has appreciated the role played by country's community radio stations in establishing the Federal Democratic Republic, human rights, good governance, the rule of law and social transformation. Addressing a program organized at the office of the president in Sital Niwas yesterday to extend best wishes to the newly elected office bearers of the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal, the head of the state urged the journalists to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. President Pawarel added that the role of the community radios was praiseworthy during adverse situations like the earthquake and COVID-19 pandemic. The National Assembly of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP got underway yesterday at the Nepal Academy in Kathmandu. Party President Ravi Lamichhani and office bearers inaugurated the meeting, which will continue today as well. At the inauguration of the first national conclave, former Deputy Prime Minister Lamichhani called for continuing the party campaign until a two-third majority was achieved, saying that he had to perpetually fight from naming of the party to the recent cooperative case. President Lamichhani urged the party leaders and cadres to continue to fight resolutely under any circumstances. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has asserted that the two biggest parties in the parliament form the incumbent government for the political and government stability. At a press conference organized by Nepal Press Union Kailali Chapter at Thangadi yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Singh emphasized the importance of the current coalition in light of the political instability caused by frequent changes in the government. According to him, the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML had to come together to form the government and give an outlet to the difficult situation emanating from the repeated changes in the government. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa has stressed on making the provincial structures more transparent and accountable. Speaking in a symposium organized by the Law Department of the party at its central office in Lalitpur yesterday, Nepali Congress President Dewa said the reforms should be made in existing provincial structures as they could not be removed. The Nepali Congress president also added that the principle of inclusiveness was significant to bring all the communities under the mainstream governance system. Today is National Education Day. The day is being marked with the theme Knowledge, Science, Skills, Enterprise and Uniqueness, Collaboration and Systematic Ableness. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has wished one and all on the occasion. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government has made a policy of accepting science and technology as a way to progress. In a message yesterday on the occasion of the 12th National Science Day, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government had a long-term policy to form a high-level commission to prepare a draft for restructuring organizations working in the area of science and technology. The head of the government claimed that the government had allocated budget for different programs like Innovation Fund and Startup to promote research and entrepreneurship. Deputy Speaker Indira Rana yesterday left for Russia to attend the 4th Eurasian Women's Forum scheduled to be held at St. Petersburg of Russia starting from the 18th of September. Deputy Speaker Rana would address the two-day event organized by the Russian Federation and Inter-Parliamentary Assembly of the Member Nations of the Commonwealth of Independent States on the 19th of September. Deputy Speaker Rana is scheduled to return home on the 21st of September. The U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, inaugurated a library at Nepal Vocational Academy in Bhaktapur yesterday. The library, supported by the U.S. Embassy in Nepal, contains 5,000 texts collected by American professor Theodore Riccardi. These texts cover Nepal's arts, heritages, Asian context, literature, arts, culture, heritage, and other research-based works, according to the National News Agency, RSS. Ambassador Thompson expressed that the library has further strengthened the Nepal-US relations and emphasized the importance of ancient and vintage books housed in the library. On this occasion, Professor Riccardi's wife, Ellen, shared about the service and the studies carried out by her husband in Nepal. Theodore Riccardi Jr., also known as Ted Riccardi, served as the resident director of the Fulbright program in Nepal from 1965 to 1968. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The number of people in Myanmar who have died in the wake of Typhoon Yagi rose to more than 220, with nearly 80 others still missing. The BBC cited the military government as saying the typhoon triggered severe floods and mudslides in Myanmar, leaving at least 226 dead as whole villages were wrecked. The storm swept through northern Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and Myanmar in early September and has killed more than 500 people across the region so far. With hundreds of thousands of acres of crops destroyed, the UN has warned that more than 500,000 people in the war-torn country were in urgent need of food, as well as drinking water, shelter, and clothes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and at a few places of the Lumini Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudal urges journalists to disseminate truthful information to strengthen democracy. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government has adopted policy of accepting science and technology education as backbone of development. National Education Day today, Prime Minister Oli gives his best wishes. And floods and landslides kill more than 200 people in Myanmar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.